Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Again, that's Hebrews, chapter 10. And we're going to continue our teaching on our lesson, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. I came across a news article that I read the other day, and it was by James Andrews, and it was provided by the Critical Financial website, and the title of it was, People No Longer Want to Go to Church. People No Longer Want to Go to Church. And it caught my eye because I couldn't understand why people who already goes to church no longer want to attend the church. And it had 17 reasons why. So the Spirit of God pricked my spirit and said, you know what? Let's address this article. So we're going to do that. So if you have your Bibles to Hebrews 10, let's read verse 24 and 25. And it says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, by exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. So we see here in scripture that love and good works has to be stirred up. It has to be stirred up in order for us to get us moving in the right directions in the things of God. Now, this article that I read had 17 reasons why these young people decided not to attend church anymore. And I want to begin reading those before I begin to address the spiritual side of the reason why I believe they should attend church and the reason why I believe they have been deceived in believing that they should not attend church. Now, I'm going to read the reason why, and I'm going to give you the caption that's under each one of these titles. So the first reason is seeking spiritual fulfillment elsewhere. Seeking spiritual fulfillment elsewhere. And it said, the increasing influence of media and the online world has exposed us to many new ways of life, including new spiritualities and spiritual practices. As a result, a large number of people are choosing to meet their spiritual needs through practices such as meditation and yoga instead of going to a traditional church setting. Amen. That was reason number one. Reason number two, perception of irrelevance. Perception of irrelevance. More people are beginning to perceive the church as irrelevant and outdated in modern life. Younger generations especially feel a sense of disconnected from the church, feeling that it does not properly address their social concerns. Reason number three, desire for inclusivity and acceptance. Desire for inclusivity and acceptance. Speaking of modern social concerns, a large number of young people are calling for more inclusive and accepting spaces. Unfortunately, many of these individuals see the church as failing to meet these standards, especially when it comes to members of the LGBT plus community. Reason number four, the rise of nuns. The rise of nuns, and that's spelled N-O-N-E-S, the rise of nuns. While religious and spiritual individuals continue to make up a large portion of America's population, another group is on the rise. Many people are now choosing to identify as having no religion affiliation. According to the Pew Research Center, about 30% of adults in America are now religious unaffiliated. Naturally, these individuals are much less likely to attend church. Reason number five, discomfort with organized politics. Discomfort with organizational politics. Sadly, many religions, especially Christianity, are becoming more and more politicized in modern America. This is driving a significant number of people away from religion and the church, perceiving it to be overly divisive and disillusioning. Reason number six, financial expectations and obligations. Financial expectations and obligations. While getting involved in religious communities can be a great way to give back and donate to charities, many find the sense of financial obligations to be off-putting. Some people are also skeptical about how exactly their funds are being used. That seems always to be a challenge in the church because most people think pastors are stealing their money. Reason number 7, the digital age and online communities. The digital age and online communities. As the digital world continues to grow, some religious people are opting to spend more time in online religious communities rather than attending church as often as they used to. These people often find online communities to be more convenient and accessible, making them an easier and more time-efficient choice. Reason number 8, changing family dynamics and schedules. Changing family dynamics and schedules. In the hustle and bustle of modern day life, it can be almost impossible to squeeze in time for religious commitments. This is making it more challenging for Christian families to regularly attend church. So it's the hustle and bustle of modern day life now. What another deception of Satan. Reason number 9, seeking authenticity and transparency. Seeking authenticity and transparency. Nowadays, people are increasingly seeking a sense of authenticity and transparency in their daily lives. Some of these individuals feel that the church's traditional values conflict with their desire and thus end up feeling restricted and delusioned. Reason number 10, intellectual and theological curiosity. Intellectual and theological curiosity. As we are exposed to more and more types of spirituality and religion, society is becoming more curious and open-minded toward new ideals and ways of life. While this is good for creating an inclusive and diverse environment, it also comes with the side effect of fewer people being interested in traditional church attendance. Reason number 11, demand for rational and critical engagement. Demand for rational and critical engagement. In 2024, more people are seeking places where they can critically engage with religion, philosophy, and science. These individuals frequently perceive the church to be a place where these kinds of conversations are discouraged, causing them to search everywhere. Reason number 12, personal spirituality over organized religion. Personal spirituality over organized religion. As observed by the Pew Research Center, people are increasingly valuing individuality and personal spirituality over organized religion. As a result, more spiritual individuals are choosing to practice privately in or in other kinds of spiritual communities rather than attending church. Reason number 13, impact of technology and social media. Impact of technology and social media. The rise of technology and social media has fundamentally changed the way we organize our daily lives and communities, including religious commitments. Social media has exposed many people to different religions, spiritualities, and ways of life, causing several Christians to attend church less regularly. Reason number 14, shifts in social and moral values. Shifts in social and moral values. Society is becoming more and more accepting of individuals of various sexual orientations and gender identities. Unfortunately, many people who believe in this cause perceive the church to be less open-minded toward the LGBT plus community, causing them to have a negative view of organized religion. Reason number 17, desire for genuine community and connection. Desire for genuine community and connections. Regularly attending church can be a great way to cultivate a sense of belonging with a community. But sadly, some people have the opposite experience. As noted by the National Library of Medicine, individuals such as those in the LGBT community commonly have negative experience at church that leave them feeling disconnected, excluded, and judged. Reason number 16, the need for flexibility and adaptability. The need for flexibility and adaptability. Our modern lifestyles requires a great deal of flexibility in many aspects of our lives, including religion and spirituality. Sadly, many people perceive church schedules to be overly restrictive and unaccommodating, meaning they often opt for other options, such as online religious communities. And finally, reason number 17, culture and religious pluralism. Culture and religious pluralism. American society is becoming increasingly multicultural and diverse, which has many benefits and exposes us to new ideas about the world and spirituality. However, this also means people are likely to stray from their Christian faith and practice to explore other spiritual avenues. Now, those were the 17 reasons why young people have stopped going to church. And we find those reasons, some might be valid, but you can always learn how to adjust your schedule. Amen? And so I said that we should address these reasons because as our foundational scripture said, it says that we should not forsake the assembly of ourselves. God is telling us in his word that we as Christians should come together and to fellowship one unto another. That is a commandment from God. Amen. And there's nothing like being around people of like precious faith. Amen. Now, this article is dealing with 17 reasons why people no longer want to go to church. Now, apparently, this article is dealing with people who have attended church but no longer have a desire to attend for whatever reason they have. And so we want to, like I said, address this and try to come to some clarity and see how these 17 reasons match up with the Word of God. We read the scripture. It says that let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. So love and good works need to be stirred up. They do not just occur. This is a conversion and tremendous impact believers can have on each other, which is why the author exhorts the people to gather together. Right. We are to gather together as Christians of like precious faith. Evidently, some believers, according to this article, have stopped attending the worship service of the of the church for whatever reason. But in this case, it is the hustle and bustle of modern day family life. Now, God has given us what we call a free will, and we have been given the right to make our own decisions for ourselves. Amen. But those decisions we make are long lasting and life changing. So you must be more diligent to make your call and election sure, because your entrance into the abundant life and into everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ depends on that. Amen. The choice you make is going to be long lasting and life changing. Now, as I said last week, we're going to look at each one of these reasons and compare them with the Word of God and let the chips fall where they may. Amen. Now, I am not going to start in the order that I read these 17 reasons. I'm going to pick them out as I believe they are important as I teach this teaching. And we're going to start with the reason number 8. And that reason was the changing family dynamics and schedules. The changing family dynamics and schedule. Now, God's crowning achievement, I believe, was the family. And so we're going to start here, because God, created the family with the man being the head of the family, the wife, and then the children. Of course, there's God, who's the head of it all. Then Jesus, the Holy Spirit, then man, wife, and children. But we want to see in the Word of God why family dynamics and schedules is nothing but another deception from Satan to try to get you from attending church. It says, in the hustle and bustle of modern day life, it can feel almost impossible to squeeze in time for religious commitments. Now, this is making it more challenging for Christian families to regularly attend church. All right? Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And we're going to be verse number 33. And it says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. I don't believe that a Christian has a hustle and bustle life. If you are having a hustle and bustle life, then you are not living the life that has been provided for you through Christ Jesus. Amen. The family, I believe, like I said, is God's crowning achievement, shows us a blueprint on how we are to achieve the blessings that has been bestowed upon us. Amen? Because there have been blessings that have been bestowed upon the family. Amen. Now turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Again, that's Matthew chapter 11. And we're going to read verses 28 to 30. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, let's just stop right there. This reason, whilst young people have stopped coming to church, is saying because the hustle and the bustle of modern day life, it can feel almost impossible to squeeze in time for your religious commitments. Well, Jesus just told us, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Not a hustle and bustle of your modern life. He says, I will give you rest. Amen. So if you have a hustle and bustle life, you're not listening to the Word of God. Amen. You're listening to other spirits out there that you shouldn't be listening to. And the Word of God tells us, be careful what you hear and be careful how you hear. And the reason why the Word tells us that, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Verse number 29 in Matthew 11, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You will find rest for your souls. So where does hustle and bustle, this hurry and hurry go life come from? It's a deception from Satan. Verse number 30, it says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So what are these churches teaching you? Maybe you're just in the wrong church, because Jesus says he will give you rest and his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Well, you know what? The clock on the wall is telling me that I'm just about out of time. But thank you for joining us. And I hope that you can join us next week as we continue our teaching. But please, until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.